From the City of Angels off the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be, across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM, and Happy New Year 2014. Here we go. In this hour, we begin our annual prediction show with special guests, so stand by for that. In 2014, of course, off with a bang, but not the kind you really want. Fresh plumes of mostly probable radioactive steam now being detected rising from Reactor 3, the building at the crippled Fukushima nuke plant. That's not good news. The steam has been detected by surveillance cameras and appeared to be coming somewhere from the fifth floor, the mostly destroyed building housing the crippled reactor number 3. Now, three of the plant's reactors suffered a nuclear meltdown in March of 2011 after the Great East Japan earthquake and that resulting tsunami hit the region. The plant is comprised of six separate water-boiling reactors, and at the time of the earthquake, reactor number 4 had been defueled and reactors 5 and 6 were in cold shutdown for planned maintenance, thereby managing to avoid any meltdowns then. Still a problem. Fresh plumes of radioactive steam now coming from that area. Hackers appear to have posted account information for 4.6 million users of the social sharing app Snapchat, making users' names and at least partial phone numbers available for download. The hack was seemingly intended to urge Snapchat to tighten its security measures. So maybe they better. If you're a novice driver, dialing a phone is more dangerous than retrieving text messages, and reaching for an object while driving is likely to produce an accident more than eating behind the wheel. Even experienced drivers face a dangerously high risk of getting into an accident while manipulating a cell phone, they say. These were all the findings of a newly released study that monitored 151 licensed U.S. drivers, 42 novices, and 109 experienced drivers to log what they were doing just before an accident or a near miss. Colorado's legal recreational marijuana industry kicked off with an Iraq war veteran who suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder making the very first pot purchase under the new law. Colorado residents aged 21 and over can buy up to an ounce under the new regulations. Non-residents can purchase up to a quarter ounce. A daily dose of vitamin E could help people with dementia. A study found that people with mild to moderate Alzheimer's disease on high doses of vitamin E had a slower rate of decline than those given a placebo. And high levels of good HDL cholesterol and low levels of the bad LDL are kind, not only just helpful for your heart, but they're better for your brain as well, according to a study. In fact, the wrong levels of the two types of cholesterol associated with more of the protein deposits in the brain associated with the onset of Alzheimer's disease there. Writer-researcher Christian Wild with us here. Well, this is an interesting study, Christian.
Very interesting study. The real story, George, is that, and taking nothing away from the fact that cholesterol, LDL cholesterol, and its link to Alzheimer's is accurate. It's what we've been telling people, listeners actually, for 10 years, that beta amyloid plaque forming fibril tangles in the brain is in fact the cause of Alzheimer's disease, with the exception of those who genetically inherited a defective ApoE gene. According to the Alzheimer Foundation website, listen to this, Alzheimer's care by 2050 will exceed $20 trillion in America in today's dollars. Now, there's another study that supports this one that you're referring to, and it was published in the Medical Journal of American Academy of Neurology in 2011. And what they found is that 86% of people with elevated cholesterol had some formation of beta amyloid fibrils forming in the brain. So what can we do to help protect ourselves from the plaques from forming in the first place and for those who are already developing brain plaque? I urge everyone, anybody who's concerned about themselves or a loved one to look at my website tonight for two topics. First of all, the 7 stages of Alzheimer's disease as posted by the Alzheimer Foundation, so you can be aware if somebody you know, and I've said this before, but somebody you know and how they are falling into one of the categories, if in fact they are, because the time to take action is now. And then please look at the Alzheimer's studies from Duke and UCLA that are published there also. I posted them so you can learn what other contributors there are to Alzheimer's disease and what can be done to help neutralize them according to the research. And George, if I may just say at the end of the year, I want to say thank you to everyone out there who has supported my turmeric, enhanced turmeric formula. It's been a wonderful year, and I know it's helping people, and I'm very grateful for the response.
Well, I look forward to 2014 with you, Christian. Christian's website, myheartbook.com. The condition of former Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, who has been in a coma for almost 8 years, has seriously deteriorated. Israeli media reports that he has now suffered renal failure. He's 85 years old, became the prime minister in 2001, but in December 2005, he suffered a mild stroke. After a second major stroke in 2006, he went into a coma and has been in a persistent vegetative state ever since. Actor James Avery has died at the age of 65. Now, he was best known for his role as Uncle Phil Banks and the television series The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air with Will Smith. Great actor. He died in Glendale, California, following complications from open-heart surgery. Sunspot AR-1936 has erupted, producing a strong M9 class flare. It could affect us a little bit, not quite as bad as an X flare. And let's take a quick look at a year in review in the field of UFOs. Here's Peter Davenport from the National UFO Reporting Center. What kind of a year was it, Peter?
Well, it was one of the wildest years that I've seen in a long time. Actually, since I took on this job as director of the National UFO Reporting Center in 1994, it's been very, very busy. And in fact, we don't have to go back any further than last night as an example. You know, 6 o'clock last night, George, I was looking forward to ushering out the old year in a quiet fashion. I had two objectives at 6 o'clock last night. One was to prevent my house from being burned down by fireworks, and the other was to finish the novel I'm reading by James Michener, Caravans, published back in 1963. The universe had different ideas for me. I've never seen as many reports as I've gotten over the last roughly 28 hours. It's reminiscent of what happened during the Phoenix Lights event back in March of 1997. But all I can do is summarize the roughly 100 to 200 reports that I've received over the last 28 hours. Roughly 80 to 90% of them, I did a little tally before this program tonight, up to 200 reports in the last 28 hours, 80 to 90% of them are reports of clusters of these confounded red or orange lights, fireballs, orbs, call them what you will. I still don't have a term that satisfies me. But in the last 28 hours, since 6 o'clock last night, Pacific time, I've taken roughly up to 200 reports.
That's huge.
That's probably a conservative figure. They represent 30 states, and lest anybody have the idea that the United States has a monopoly on these orange fireballs, we've taken reports from Sweden, London, Philippines, from Minsk, Belarus, also from South Africa, and it's like nothing I've ever seen. It started the year with a bang, and the phone is continuing to ring. So I apologize for being seemingly fixated on these fireballs, but it's the most compelling part of ufology today, in my opinion. And it's really very unsettling. Several weeks ago, I heard you with another guest comment on how you felt that I was probably alarmed by this phenomenon.
Yes.
Exactly. You're spot on, George. You're exactly correct. This is the first time in 19 years that I've been alarmed by the volume and the nature of the UFO material that I am handling. And if any of our listeners have seen any of these fireballs, not only just last night, but at any time over the last year or year and a half, the phenomenon started in late May of 2012, as I've reported to the Coast listeners on several occasions in the past. I do not know what this phenomenon amounts to. It has me alarmed. Some of the reports last night came from the Washington, D.C. area. So clearly, our government is aware of this phenomenon. Reports from Hartford, capital of Connecticut, some very good reports from the San Diego area last night, also from the Bay Area. And many of these are being submitted by quite credible sounding witnesses. So 2014 started off with a bang, and I hope it's not a harbinger of what we can expect for the rest of the year.
Well, we'll get through it together, Peter. Thank you, and you have a great new year. Up next, we begin our very special report on predictions. Psychic Joseph Jacobs joins us next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. I call him the intuitive consultant and psychic, Joseph Jacobs, internationally known psychic. He's counseled thousands and thousands of people since 1982. He was also a pre-production consultant on the television program The Other Side and has been a regular guest here on Coast to Coast for a long time. And Joseph, fitting to have you here on my 11th year anniversary. Here you are. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Happy New Year to you. I wish you and everyone listening a healthy, safe, and prosperous year. And it's going to be an interesting year. And I want to thank you for your loyalty to me and always thinking about me. And I want to thank you especially for choosing me to be on Beyond Belief. That was probably, as a reluctant traveler, and I really didn't like the flights back and forth, but and getting used to mountain sickness. But the crew was wonderful, and it was I have never been so comfortable in front of a camera, and I got a chance to talk about a lot of things that I've never talked to you about before.
Well, you did a great job, and you've been doing a great job for us, Joseph, for all these years. I mean, way back to my St. Louis days to the beginning of our Coast to Coast days together. And you truly, you've got a gift. And let me just compliment you for a moment about that. You have an incredible ability not only to see things in the future, but to explain it to us where it makes sense. And, you know, there are so many psychics out there who will drop things and we really don't understand where they're headed. But you have that sensitivity about you. And I think that has made you very, very successful.
Well, thank you. Well, you know, on my predictions, I'd rather read people. But January, I said that January, October and December were going to be the roughest months to go through.
That's
and
right.
January had that big freeze on the 13th. There were tornadoes in January. You had the Brazil fires and the Australian floods, serious floods. Then on October, of course, you had the shutdown and a Category 5 storm in the Bay of Bengal in Japan. And then December, you know, started with a New York train wreck that was disastrous, ended with a train wreck also. In the Dakotas, and then the Midwest ice storm. We had heavy flooding in England and parts of Europe. Shanghai had the worst smog ever in December. So
and we had that horrible Boston Marathon bombing.
Yeah,
that was. I mean, it just, you know, that was in April. It just set the stage for the rest of the year.
Well, there seemed to have been some kind of a kind of a ricochet or echo. You had the Sandy floods, and then you had the Sandy shooting. You know,
yeah.
you had a marathon that was stopped because of the weather, and another marathon which was hurt because of a bomb.
Yeah, that's right. And then we had the Naval Yard shootings too.
Yeah, it was a very karmic year, and you know, in fact, the two senators from Oklahoma didn't vote for Sandy Relief, voted against Sandy Relief, and then had that terrible hurricane, tornado, one of the worst ever.
Joseph, if we went back and looked at every year, let's say over the last 20 years, is it safe to say that this is such a strangely active planet that all these kinds of events are going to occur in some form or fashion during any given year? It's almost like it's constant. Is that accurate?
Well, not only is it accurate, but this is going to be a tough year weather-wise.
I believe that.
Especially February, September, and November are going to be heaviness and losses of various kinds. It will also be a year of religious and spiritual awakening in many areas. Hopefully in the Islamic world, where more liberal Islamists could have some influence on bringing some change against their hostilities against themselves. I think there are going to be a lot of, there may be an epidemic, and I think also there's going to be a lot of health breakthroughs, major health breakthroughs constantly. Health is going to be a big issue, not just the insurance issue. And so those are some of the things that I'm seeing. When I say heavy in February, September, November, I'm not just talking about the United States. I'm talking worldwide.
Do you see any more armed conflict?
Well, I kind of see the Syrian war escalating, if that's possible, yeah, in the next couple of months. I think the guy in North Korea,
Kim Jong.
Yeah, the un person. I think he could get very belligerent, towards the end of this year.
Over the last year plus, I've been noticing people have been acting strange, almost zombie-like, almost anticipating something major happening. Do you still feel that?
Well, I do. I think after 9/11, and because the economy is still in slow recovery, I think people are on edge. They don't know when the next shoe is going to drop. And it could very well, there could be another economic issue in the United States between March 22nd and May 13.
How do you pick these dates? How do the dates come to you?
Well, they're part of the card system that I use.
And explain the card system again, Joseph.
Well, every day in the year is represented by a different card. January 1st is the King of Spades, for instance. You were born June 4th, that's the King of Diamonds.
Yeah.
There are layouts for each year. Every year you go through a change, and there are seven cycles. Seven is a very spiritual number. There are seven cycles that each of us go through during the year. It has to do with relationships and finance and work issues and money issues that I see. And, what's interesting, something that I've never mentioned before, out of the 366 birthdays in a year, and I'm including February 29th, 324 of those birthdays, with every birthday, very subtly, you may not even notice it. I see it, but you may not notice it. You could be in a dead-end job. You could be in prison. You could work at the same thing every day or not work at the same thing every day. There is you get a taste of another soul, another life, and how you manage your life according to a different life pattern. So in a sense, not only do I believe in reincarnation, but we are tested in this lifetime with other souls that we needed to work on and that we may work on in the future.
More to come with Joseph Jacobs this hour on Coast to Coast AM. Well, this hour we'll take some of your calls and we'll continue chatting with the psychic Joseph Jacobs next hour. George Ure joins us. We'll talk a little bit about outlooks for 2014 with George as well. Joseph Jacobs with us this hour during our annual prediction show as New Year is underway. Hard to believe 2014, Joseph, isn't it?
It is. It's hard to even think of 2000, you know?
I mean, just, you know, when I was in my, you know, 10, 11 years old back in the 60s, you know, you thought of the year 2000, 2010. I mean, it just seems so far away.
Yeah.
I mean, now it's not.
No, we're here.
I mean, my God, six more years we'll be into 2020.
Right.
I mean, that's getting up there.
Well, unless we're visited by UFOs in 2016.
Well, yeah, even if we are, we'll get to 2020, won't we?
Yeah.
Let's hope so.
I think so.
So what have you been doing? What's new with
you? I've been extremely busy doing readings, basically.
Every time we put you on, your phone doesn't stop.
That's right. Okay, you know, and just enjoying getting older also.
And you're an animal lover.
Yeah, I've got my Jenny, my cat, my psychic cat.
That was one of the reasons you were so upset about flying when you came to do Beyond Belief.
I wasn't sure I could find anybody to take care of her, but my daughter volunteered. So, because she's not used to having me away, you know, and somebody needed to be here a couple of times a day. Yeah.
Do you find that the older you get, the more sensitive you get as a psychic?
Oh, my readings have gotten better and better. You know, we're here to learn lessons, and we're here to improve ourselves, not economically necessarily. Maybe there's too much of a focus on economics, but to improve how we deal with ourselves, with other people, so I'm still learning. I've opened up to the fact that many people who come to me for a reading, they want to know what the year looks like ahead. They may have certain issues, but what's the year like ahead? That sometimes they also need to just talk to somebody who is non-judgmental,
right,
and confidential.
You're like a psychologist.
Well, in a way, you know, but I get to certain issues that a psychologist would take months to get to. You know, whereas I can touch on those issues in a half-hour reading.
How come most people, because I've asked a couple people this, but how come most people at the end of a year are glad that year is over? You don't hear a lot of people say, what a great year this was.
Well, I think it's looking forward. It's the innate optimism. It's a new start of a kind, and it is. In a way, just as your birthday is a new start, in a way. And by the way, I told you on Beyond Belief that you were going to have a phenomenal year.
2014.
Well, no, from your birthday on.
Yeah.
And you signed a big contract, you published a book, and maybe you're learning something this particular year in how you handle your relationships and your choice in relationships also.
We shall see, Joseph. Let's take some calls. Let's go to Thomas in California. Welcome to the show, Thomas. First-time caller. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good, Thomas.
Hi, Tom. Happy New Year.
Good. Happy New Year to you guys, too.
Super. Go ahead.
And did you have a question?
Yeah, I have a question on the, you're talking about the spirituality and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. My question about spirituality of the things is that coming this year in the future is that with all of this governmental stuff and everything, do you think that spirituality will be taken away from it as far as government pushing everything?
No, I don't see the government involved in that situation. I think people are going to become more curious about religion and spiritual pathways. This year, you almost will need to, whether you believe in a God or not, become more spiritual in your introspection and in your dealings with others.
I think more and more people, Joseph, are turning inward to themselves to look for that, don't you?
Yeah, and this is going to be a very important year to do that.
What would you say to young people, people who are in their, you know, early 20s, people who are listening to this program right now, about their future?
Well, I think education is going to be particularly important. And even though there isn't a payoff right now because of the economy, I think we're also going to see a growth in education across all ages. People are getting GEDs late in life. People are going back to school. There's internet courses that people can take. And I think anything for self-improvement, you know, we very often have a large gym in a school, and there's a big focus on sports and not enough on, you know, why you're here to develop your mind so that you can be more successful. And I kind of see some changes in education as well.
Are you hopeful for 2014?
Well, not as far as weather is concerned.
Yeah, that's the big issue.
You know, I first heard about global warming in the late 60s, early 70s.
There is no global warming.
There were indications of a, you know, increase in carbon in the air. And I know there's been a lot of argument about that, but I think there are going to be heavy storms. And it's fortunate that we have a well-run FEMA in this country.
All those scientists went to the Antarctica to look for signs of melting glaciers, and they got stuck in the ice.
Yeah.
I think they're trying to get them out, if they're not already, by helicopter today.
Well, last month was a rough month, and we may still have some rough times in February.
Let's go to Baltimore, Maryland, east of the Rockies. Hello, Carol. Go ahead.
How you doing, George? Happy
Good.
Anniversary.
You too. Thank you.
I was just wondering if my year was going to get any better this year than it was last year.
How bad was last year, Carol?
Oh, it was bad.
What's your birthday?
December 22nd.
You need a year, Joseph?
Well, the year doesn't help me.
Okay. That bad?
You're coming into a year where you have to adjust to change or move of some sort, a change of direction in your work, and how you deal with changes is going to be important.
What was the bad part of 2013, Carol?
Well, let's see. I lost my house. I lost my job.
Oh, boy. That's two rabbit punches right there.
Yeah, a lot of blocks.
It's been several.
It's pretty difficult to bounce back from stuff like that, Joseph.
I know, and it's happened to a lot of people also. You know, I mentioned on the unbelief again that I don't see the economy getting in any better for another few years. It's going to be both, you know, right-wing and left-wing economists said it was going to be 10 years for our economy to get back.
As long as it's better than 2008 and 9 was. Jeez.
That well, it'll be to 2017-18.
Okay, but for Carol, better year than last? I hope so.
I think you may have lost things, but you can gain them. You can gain things back, and you can have some positive changes coming this year.
Overall, other than the weather, are we going to be okay this year?
Well, I kind of see that there could be some problems with the market or in the economy, some difficulties.
Some bumps.
End of March, beginning of May.
Hmm.
And some uncertainty economically, and it may be because of the debt limit. But that's when I see it, March 22nd through May 13th. There's some highly emotional influence on the marketplace.
Let's go to Robin in Oakland, California. Hi, Robin. Good evening.
Well, and Happy New Year to both of you.
Wow, Happy New
thank
Year.
Thank you, Robin.
Thank you kindly for taking my call. My question is, I am sensing and I am hoping that I may be incorrect, but it seems as if there seems to be a separation between people as far as those who are following in the light and those who are greed, darkness.
That's very perceptive.
Explain, Joseph.
Well, let her explain.
I truly feel as if we are coming to a place that we're going to have to, they're either going to be in the army of darkness or they're going to be in the army of light.
No, I think a lot more people are coming into the light and into an awareness, and you won't notice it. It'll be very subtle, but I think especially since the Catholic Church has a Pope who is talking Bible more than opinion, and talking about righteousness and the need to help the poor, etc. So I think there's a very positive antidote religiously that's starting in Rome, but will go all over, I think.
Joseph, do you see anything horrendous on the horizon?
Well, yeah, February, September, November.
Separate, not through.
The election in November might be harmed by some serious weather conditions also.
So you're talking big weather problems.
Yeah, big weather problems.
When these things happen, I mean, can we change these things? Can we alter anything as people?
We can I don't know. You can alter things in your own life. You can put a best foot forward. But it's how you experience it and how you internalize it and deal with it in a rational way and a positive way.
Well, you know, since
I have clients with disabilities, and I've been amazed at their accomplishments. People who are blind, or people who've lost limbs, and have
it's amazing what they
yeah, and have been very positive about what they can do and will do, and maybe even go back to college and get degrees and work as translators, and you know, so. It's what you do with what you've got. There are people who are born with a golden spoon in their mouth and blow it,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they do.
And there are people who are born with very difficult lessons to learn who achieve enormously.
We go next to Susan in Sacramento, California. Hi, Suze. Go ahead.
Hi, yeah. I was interested in knowing if are people born at different spiritual levels, do we choose this ahead of time? Because I feel that I am very, very spiritual, and I read people real well, and I seem to have been that way since I've been really little. I was wondering what prepares us to be born? Are we born that way, or do we learn it as children? Or
we're born that way, there's certain decisions are made before we come into life, and then we play it out, so to speak.
Are those decisions out of our hands?
Some of them may be, but I think it's a kind of spiritual a spirit group assignment. You know, this is what you need to learn in the next life.
Do you believe in the Akashic Records?
Yeah, in a way, I do. I think that, in fact, I think the card system was probably drawn out of the Akashic Records. I mean, there's some people who think the card system goes back to Atlantis, but I don't. I think if someone was very good at perceiving the Akashic Records, and then... put it into cards.
Next up, we go to Thea in Canada. Hi, Thea.
Hey, I got through, and currently you're not doing personal readings. So
no, we don't have time for that.
Okay. Can you give me a sense of what's happening in the upcoming year then? It sort of threw me off. I thought you were doing personal readings. I'm in Canada.
What do you see in Canada, Joseph?
I didn't focus on Canada. I think Canada's going to do okay.
They're going to get the weather too, then, aren't they?
They'll get the weather too, but I think they know how to deal with it.
Yeah, much more than we do.
Yeah, that's much
sure.
more so.
I mean, they're talking about a foot of snow hitting New York tonight. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
That'll just bury the city. Can you imagine those New York cabbies and that stuff?
I don't think they go out.
No, I think the city shuts down. Mark is in Eureka, California. Go ahead, Mark.
Hello, this is Brother Newcomb in Eureka, California.
Oh, hi there. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing well. Our community has suffered a catastrophe this morning before Mass. The Catholic priest, Father Eric Fried, was assassinated.
Oh, wow.
The bishop from Santa Rosa is coming up, and a full investigation is launched. And my question specifically is, how can we as a community heal from this? The suspect is still on the loose, and we're literally, waiting to see what's going to happen next.
I think it would be very, very important to have the community meet and almost like a group session where everyone has an opportunity to talk about what happened and how they felt about it. It's like a bereavement group that's necessary, I think.
Well, I was going to ask you about that too, Joseph. Coping with the grief like that, you're like a psychologist.
Well, it's very important for someone who has a tragedy to meet with other people they can talk to about it. So there are bereavement groups for death, for cancer, for all sorts of reasons. And I think, but I kind of see this year as people more withdrawing into themselves in a way. So it's a kind of rechecking of who we are and where we're going in a way.
Interested in talking to Joseph, of course, his website is 1-800-CSELF.com. That's with the number 800. It's linked up at coasttocoastam.com. And his toll-free number that he set up for you is the same, 1-800-CSELF.com, 1-800-733-7355. Joseph, we are out of time, my friend. Let's keep in touch, okay?
Absolutely, and thank you again, and I wish you and everyone a wonderful new year.
Super. Joseph Jacobs. Up next, of course, I'll be talking with George Ure about what he sees as possible trends in 2014. We have three more separate guests for you. George Ure, then the numbers lady, Glynis McCants, joins us. And then, of course, the prophetic John Hoag. I'm George Norrie, back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM.